1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, it's 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe, and I bet you can't guess where I am. Ooh, here's a big bee. Hi, Mr. Bee. Yeah, that's right, I'm in Herrenhaven. Where else would I be? It's a lovely day. It's about 72 degrees F, call it 23 degrees C. Oh, it's sunny, not too hot, just a little bit breezy. I see a funny-looking bird ahead of me. Who that bird is? I don't know. He just flew away. Anyway, I'm out here looking for all the stuff I'm always looking for. Mushrooms, marmots, and anything else. I've already checked a new marmot den. Actually, it's not a new den. It's an old den. It just hasn't been used yet this season. Well, until now. I just went up and checked it, and it's all dug out, and I sat there looking at it for a minute or two, waiting for some bugs or somebody to come out, but that was to no avail. So here we are at the crossroads of the path here. So let's see what's happening in the billabong. Nothing. What's happening in the sub pond? Nothing. Well, probably some frog business. That's not what we're here for today. So let's creep around this path right here and head out onto the boardwalk, see what we can find. We got some tourists out here today. We've got two cars in the parking lot. One license plate was North Dakota, and the other one was County 20, Nebraska. I don't know what County 20, Nebraska is. And as I round this corner, which leads to the path that goes out to the boardwalk, I can see into the sub pond, into the main part of the sub pond. And guess who's out there walking around? Big Bluey, my favorite blue heron. He's fishing and he's onto something. He's in total stalk mode. He's got his neck down. He's leaning forward. He's going to strike any second. Oh, he's going to get a fishy. Oh, and he backed off. I'm going to get the camera out, see if I can't get a picture of him. Yeah, I don't really know if these pictures are going to turn out, because he's in front of some logs. A tree has fallen over into the water, and now he's sort of ducking under it. Yes, he just ducked under it. Now he's on the other side of the tree, fishing. I think he has seen me, and he's kind of trying to hide a little bit. Ah, what a majestic bird. I really am not a bird guy, but man, these big birds, these striders, these guys who walk through the water to fish, these guys I like. Herons, egrets, bitterns, and I like ducks because ducks are quacky and they look cool. And I like goosers because they're very honkerific. Ooh, Big Bluey just went for the strike. I don't think he got anything, though. Oh, and here's a little Baltimore Oriole on this little tree branch right in front of me. And as I look back there, okay, it's sort of hard to explain, but there's, you know, it's a giant pond. And Big Bluey's sort of on the side here behind those trees hiding. And I could swear there's something else out there, but sort of across from him, sitting on a log, or is it something sitting in a tree? It might be a green heron. Is that a greenie? Or is that another little blue heron? No, it's... Oh, geez, there's just enough stuff in the way I can't tell. No, I can kind of... I'm trying to change angles. Yeah, I think we've got ourselves a green heron out there today. Yeehaw! A blue heron and a green heron, and they're within about 10 meters of each other. It's like Rainbow Heron Love Zone. All right. This is the first green heron I've seen out here in a while. You've heard me complain about it. I just wish I could get a better angle. There's no way I can get a photograph. Oh, man. And he's out there. He must be fishing too. I'm trying to see his head. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a green heron. Big Bluey's starting to kind of walk over there to where the green heron is. I'm trying to stay out of his line of sight. I'm kind of hiding behind a tree and some stuff. Big Bluey keeps striding out into the middle of the water. He's coming up. He's kind of coming towards me too. You know, these guys are both about 40 meters out. So it's not like I'm super close to them, but... Where'd that green guy go? Oh, you know, he's still there. He's still there. He hasn't even moved. I wish he would move so I could get a better look at him. And I can hear a big giant bee behind me. Oh, he flew away. Right when I was gonna try to get him. But Big Bluey has come out further. He's still fishing. And that green heron, he's just still sitting there. I can't tell if he's sitting on a log or if he's standing in the water. But still, I wish these guys would get into a spot where I could take a picture of them. A family of ducks, wood ducks, just came out of the reeds, just sort of behind the green heron. There goes the green heron. He just moved. And he just came closer, too. Oh, yes. Okay, now it's time for photos. Those little baby ducks I thought I saw, I have confirmed spotting them. They swam out under these trees where the green heron is. Big Bluey has now walked behind the trees so we can't see him. The ducks came down into the water. They saw us, and then they went right back up into there. But our green heron still sitting on the log looking for some fishies. Okay, Big Bluey is coming back into my line of sight. I gotta get a shot because he's gonna walk right behind the green heron, and if we're lucky here, yes. Yeah, okay, I think I got it. I think I got a photograph of Big Bluey, the blue heron, and the green heron in the same shot. Yes, two herons, one photograph. Man, it has been heron weekend. Jeez, look at Big Bluey. He's in the sun. He's fishing. He's walking back and forth. And the green heron, he turned around. He's going, oh, I'm going to look for fishies on the other side of this log. And I don't know where those duckies went. Those little baby duckies. They went walking up onto the land. They're in there somewhere. They might be in the turtle pond. Maybe we should go look. Yeah, let's go around there and check. We'll go out onto the boardwalk later. There's some people out there. Everybody's missing the action. We got these two guys fishing. Everybody's just standing around outside on the water. Okay. I'm going to walk around here real quick, cross the land bridge, and stealth around in the Turtle Bay area. See if we can find us some baby duckies. Seeing baby ducks up close is pretty rare. Can't even get photographs of them because they tend to stay away from people. And, you know, just a second ago when they came out, they saw me 30 yards away. They're like, oh, we don't want to go in here. So let's see what else we can find in the way of baby squackers. And while we're walking around to where we need to get to, let's take this time to do station identification. This is Anon Radio. You're currently listening to Budget Nature Expeditions, a show that's sometimes known as Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, I'm in the Turtle Bay, and of course there's no turtles, but lots and lots of frogs. And I'm trying to look down in the shade. Yep, there they are, the baby duckies. They have seen me. They're swimming away. So are those wood ducks? Yeah, there's a mommy duck, and there's 9 or 10 baby ducks. Oh, they just spooked a frog. The frog said, oh, I'm scared of babies. And they're spooking frogs everywhere. Now they're in a perfect line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? How many of these guys are there? Yeah, those are definitely wood ducks, though. I think I spooked them, because now they're kind of swimming away from me. They're going back, going to go hide under a ducky log. Can I get a picture from here? We're gonna find out. Yeah, no, by the time I got my camera out of my pocket, they've managed to move into a non-photographable spot. And now they're hiding really good. Under some trees and behind a log and... Oh, aren't we the babiest? And these ducklings are tiny. I mean, if you've ever seen a gosling, you know, that thing's, those are huge. I mean, when they're fresh out of the egg, those things are as big as your fist. These baby wood ducks, I think they're wood ducks, are tiny, like the size of marshmallow peeps, except they're real birdies, what can swim around in the swamp. And they're having a real good time. And they're kind of going back out towards the mouth of the bay, where we could go spot them. Let's go back and find them. And as I come back out and cross the land bridge, right here in the billabong, two male mallards just standing next to each other, hanging out. I wonder if they'll hang out long enough for me to get a photo. Who's my quacky, quacky, quacky duck? It's gonna be quacky quackers. All right, that photo might have turned out. Oh, now they're quacking. They're having, oh, duck battles. They're having a mallard battle. All-star ducky wrestling. Oh, no. They stopped. Now they're just standing next to each other. I'll take one more picture. Oh, that guy moved. Stop moving, you quacky zacklers. What are these guys doing? They're just hanging out. Maybe they're getting ready to race. That's kind of what they look like they're doing. They're standing next to each other, getting ready to race across the billabong. Two male mallards just hanging out. Okay, we got to get back to the baby goosers. Okay, I took a bunch of pictures of those two mallards. They got me distracted enough that now that I'm coming back around here looking for where those baby duckies went, I gave them too much time. I don't see the baby duckies anywhere. They could be hiding. The green heron has moved onto a branch. And Big Bluey, he's still kind of back where he was when we originally saw him. He's still fishing. Where did those little wood ducks go? I'm pretty sure they were wood ducks. Let's keep looking for these guys. Or maybe it's time to go out onto the boardwalk. All the people have left the boardwalk. Holy crap, and as I'm sitting here, or standing here really, looking at Big Bluey and the green heron, then I saw something white fly up into a tree about another 30 meters back, and I know right where that is, there's a great egret sitting right up there, right where I can see. So I can see three different kinds of herons. I can't get them all in one photograph, but there's green heron, there's a blue heron, and there's a white heron. And I'm not even out onto the boardwalk yet. Wow, what a day this is turning out to be. Wow, I just wish I could get a photograph of all three at once, but they're just too spread out and in very different focal planes. Oh, too awesome. Okay, I'm heading back, going back over the land bridge here. I'm going back to the blind because I want to see those grets. Walking by my two mallard pals here, I'll wave to them. Hi, mallard duckies! Alright. We gotta look down into Turtle Bay to see if we can find any baby wood ducks, too. Okay, I'm just walking by the snapping turtle reproduction pond. Only giving a cursory glance down into there as I approach the blind. Because I'm pretty sure that as soon as I walk into the blind, I'm gonna see my egret. And here we go. Now, where is that bad boy at? Oh, I don't see him. He has moved since... Dang it. This does happen sometimes. Now, where did he go? Where is my big white birdie? Hey, what's out there? You know, I'm looking clear out to the other side, and there might be another blue heron out there. I think it's that other littler female that I sometimes see out here. I can't tell. But I'm gonna resume looking for my grits. Okay, I'm looking all around in the tree line. And now I'm looking down at the water, looking for my grits. Where did that guy go? Oh yes, and that thing that I'm seeing clear on the other side of the pond, that is most assuredly another blue heron. This has been an amazing day, and I wasn't even going to come out today. How stupid is that? We've seen 3 different kinds of herons. With a count of 4, 2 blue herons, 1 green heron, 1 great white egret, also known as a white heron. And now I'm just looking down into the water, looking into the soup, wondering if there's any turtles down in there. Can't see anything. I'm glancing around. And there's some geese on Goose Island complaining about whatever the geese is complaining about. Where did my gret go? Now I'm kind of mad because I wanted to see more grets. Okay, fine. Let's turn right around. Wait a second. I'm wondering if these birds are on the posters. No, there's no strider birds. All right, we're going to go back over here to the access part of the snapping turtle reproduction pond and see if we can see our egret from there. Because I know what tree he landed on. He's just not there right now. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Where's my gret? Want to see my grets again? Oh, yeah. Because I like big, tall birds that walk around. Now I'm scaring all the frogs. Where did he go? Well, geez, I'm right here down on the water. He's not on the tree that he was on. Oh, come on. Where could he have gone? Where's my buddy? Well, just no sign of our egret buddy. He might have taken off or who knows what. Jeez, I can hear a bunch of geese going crazy. Let's go back into the blind here and see what's going on. Oh, listen. Oh, there's just some goose conflict going on out here. Honk, honk, honk. Geese chasing each other around. I'm scanning the skies and the trees along the water for my egret. But he is either hiding or he is left for the day. So much goose drama going on out there. I'm going to walk all the way over to this end of the blind. I'm going to stand up on this bench and I'm going to look out. Oh, I see a turtle. There's one turtle on the log. And just one. There's just one turtle on the tree that has fallen into the water. He's having a good turtly time. I can still see that other blue heron way out there. He's just striding around in the shallows. Or in the delta of where the other spring comes out and feeds the pond. That's a good place for looking for fishies, so that's where he's at. Wow, can't believe what I'm seeing today. And I'm not even a bird guy. And yet, we've seen 2 blue herons, an egret, a great egret, and a green heron, along with all those baby wood ducks and all these crazy goosers. And remember, we're standing here in the middle of town. It's not like we're out in the country in some nature preserve. We're in a nature preserve, but it's in the middle of the city. That traffic you hear, that's West Maple Road. That's our second busiest street in Omaha. It's also, I think, State Highway 64, among other things. So, what to do now? Oh, that turtle, he's just positioning himself. He's kind of going, guy gets it just right. And that's good news. All right. Well, I think I'm ready to leave the blind. Because I don't see my gretties anywhere. Let's go up into the loop, see if we can find some scarlet cups yet. And as I walk out of the blind, I just spooked a flicker. And these are cool zebra-looking woodpeckers that zip around. They're very neat. I like them. I like them because they're black and white and they have a red spot on their head. And they're very dangerous looking. Alright, up into the loop we go. Well, this is interesting. I'm about 10 steps up the loop path, and there's poop. There's birdie poop all over these leaves and everything. So I'm looking straight up above me, and yeah, this is a perfect tree for some type of heron to perch in. So blue herons or the egrets are probably perched in this tree and did all of their poopy business right down here, which reminds me of something that happened last night that I need to tell you. This is cat news. My cat Pippa. But before I go on, let me just say I've reached the area where we normally find scarlet cups. I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking, and I don't see Jack. Okay, so let me tell you what Pippa did last night. So I'm sitting there taking a break, watching TV, and it's probably like midnight local time, right? And I'm just, you know, I've got this little low futon I'm just sort of leaning on, and the cat's over on my right. She's playing with the action pants. If you're a loyal listener of the show, you know what the action pants are. If you're not, all you need to know is that basically these are some nylon sweatpants that my cat likes to sit on and play with because they make funny zip, zip, zip sounds. Okay, right? So my cat's in this little corner of playing with the action pants, and then she actually just sort of walks into the corner where the walls meet, and I've got a bookcase about 8 inches away from the wall, but it walks back there, and she starts pawing at the ground and pawing at the walls and pawing at my dice case, which is on the lowest shelf of the bookcase right there. And I'm just going, what are you doing? Now here's some poop right in the middle of this path. Is this fox poop? Yeah, this looks like fox poop. Oh, this is rocking good news. We got foxes in here now too. So we gotta start paying attention. So anyway, the cat's back there and she's pawing at the ground and she's pawing at the walls. This is the exact behavior of covering up poop, or I need to go poop. And so I thought, uh-oh. So I keep watching her real close to make sure she doesn't actually do anything, and she doesn't. And she just eventually stops and just walks out of there and goes back to doing, you know, regular kitty business. So then a little while... Yeah, that is fox. Now I can smell the damn thing. I can smell the animal. Which way is the wind blowing? Oh, yeah. He's in this area because this is where those baby ducks were hiding out. Yeah, that's fox. All right, we need to start looking for foxes and fox evidence. Okay, so to get back to my Pippa story, oh, about, I don't know, 20 minutes later, she's back in the corner and she starts doing that weird stuff again. I thought, oh, that's weird. Why is she doing that? She's pawing at the walls and pawing at the ground. And I didn't think much of it, and I turned around and I was doing something else, and I started to hear a strange noise. And I went, oh no, because this is the sound of my cat pooping. I turn around and there's the cat squatting over the action pants in the corner facing the wall making her poop noises. So I go, Pippa, no, no, no. And I go over there and I grab her and I try to lift her up, but she's in the middle of, you know, business. And I pick her up and she goes, brr. I put her back down and I had to let her poop on the floor. And I cleaned it up, obviously, and I put the action pants in the washing machine along with some other laundry that needed to be done. And I started berating my cat. Why are you pooping on the floor? And this is like the first time she's ever done this. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a couple of times when she was a 6-week-old kitten, but this is my full-grown adult cat pooping on the floor. So then I had to figure out what caused that. It might have been because I put too much wheat in her box, and so I had to go to her poop box, take out a bunch of the cat litter, and then put the lid back on it. Then I worried about it all night. Is she going to go pee in my house somewhere? Is she going to go poop somewhere else? But no. Today, shortly before I left, she went into her box, did some little kitty tinkles, and came out. So, apparently, my theory is correct, and I put too much wheat, I use wheat cat litter, in the kitty poop box. But all last night, I kept, why is a kitty pooping on the floor? Kitty's pooping the poop box. It was crazy. All right, I'm walking out of the forest. We're going over the land bridge. I'm looking over to my right, and my mallard buddies aren't there anymore. They must have gone off to race or do whatever it is that they were doing. Okay, and this is funny. As I round this little corner and I'm back on the path that goes out to the boardwalk, I can now see that egret again. Whatever he's sitting on something, a different tree than I thought he was sitting on. But he's still there. And there's Big Bluey. Blue Heron is still right there. Where's my Green Heron? Is my Green Heron still out here? Green Herons are the hardest ones to spot because they're small. Oh, there goes a mallard flying overhead. Probably one of the ones we saw earlier. And I don't see our Green Heron immediately, but like I said, he could be hiding. They hide a lot easier. All right, I'm walking out onto the water. Boy, we've killed all the time today watching our giant birds. We didn't even have a chance to go out onto the water yet. So let's go out to the boardwalk, see if we can see anything before we have to wrap this show up. Now, there's some ducks flying overhead. All right, I'm standing over the water, looking down into the soup. The wind has changed direction, so the soup has kind of moved, but I'm not seeing any snapperbacks. I am seeing a lot of little fishies swimming around in the water, waiting their turn to get eaten by egrets, blue herons, or green herons. It's heron party today at Heron Haven, and that's why we call it that. Oh my God, I'm not halfway out the boardwalk, and I see another egret. He's over by the road. He's just sitting out there, not too far from the row marker. Wow. Yes! We are winning today. Two great egrets, two blue herons, one green heron, and a bunch of baby wood ducks. I'm going to try to get a picture of this egret. Damn it. Nope. It just spooked him. Which is weird, because I was 100 yards away from him. And he flew back towards the blind. Oh, and I can see I can see the other blue heron got closer to the blind. I kind of want to go over there. Yes, we're going to go back to the blind. We've got one more minute left in this show. I'm going to try to get a picture of an egret. And I'm hauling butt through the forest here, walking into the blind. Where's my Gret? Yes, there he is. Right on the big tree on the perfect branch up high. And he's in just the perfect spot for a photograph because he's perfectly silhouetted against the sky. My name's Tobe. You're listening to Budget Nature Adventures, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. Come on, where is he? I can't see him in my camera. I can't get the shot. There it is. Come on, baby. Alright, there's my photograph of the egret, and there's a wood duck out on Goose Island, two of them flopping around. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. I have run out of time. Tune in tomorrow at 1930 UTC to hear me go look for other stuff. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.